Are you going to practice with a song, Professor?
Not today, Spike. Today I have a story that was inspired by your recording of You Wanna Buy a Bunny. It's about a little rabbit who was a very happy little rabbit. He didn't have a care in the world. He had a lot of money in a rabbit bank, and he was so happy, but he was hungry. So he looked out of his window, and it was a beautiful night to get something to eat. There were stars in the sky and snow on the green meadows and trees growing around his house like that. He said, I'll go get something to eat. So he started off to the green meadows, a very happy little rabbit, the lippity-dop, the lippity-dop. He came to a tree, and leaning against the tree was another little rabbit, and this little rabbit was going... So the first rabbit says, what's the matter, buddy? Don't you feel so good? The other rabbit says, no, I feel horrible, horrible. He says, what's the trouble? He says, well, I haven't eaten for 5 days. For 5 days you haven't eaten? That's too bad. You come with me. I know just the place to go. So they signed off together, the two of them. The one in front who felt good going, lippity-dop, lippity-dop. And the one behind who didn't feel so good going, lippity-dop, lippity-dop. Well, they went down to Farmer Brown's cabbage patch. Farmer Brown owned a cabbage patch nearby, and each one had one radish and one turnip and one piece of lettuce, see? So the first rabbit who felt bad before, he felt good. He said, oh, this well, let's have another feast tomorrow night. And they said, okay, and they shook paws to make a deal. And the next night, they started off again, two of them, very happy, and they came to a tree, and leaning against the tree was another little rabbit, and this little rabbit was going, so the first two rabbits said, what's the matter, buddy? Don't you feel so good? And the other rabbit said, oh, I feel horrible. Gosh, the goose said, what's the trouble? He said, I haven't eaten for 10 days. For 10 days, you haven't eaten. That's too bad. You come with us. We are just a place to go. They're starting to get to three of them. The two in front of them going, pretty loud. And the one behind it just feels so good going, pretty loud, pretty loud. So they went down to Farmer Brown's cabbage patch, and each one had one minus and one turn of a bunch of lettuce. So the first rabbit felt badly going, he goes, oh, this is swallowed up. Okay, they shook by the neck. Three little rabbits, they're pretty loud. They came to the tree, and then they get to the tree with another little rabbit. This is another little. So the first three rabbits, what's the matter, buddy? It's horrible. What's the trouble? I've been for 100 days. Start four, and the one behind it just goes, wow, pretty loud, pretty loud. This kept up. And every night they meet a new little rabbit, until pretty soon there were thousands of rabbits. Although each one only has one eye, so one turned from one piece of leather, it cuts down on the vegetables. They disappear. Go on. Whew. Farmer Brown couldn't figure it out. He just didn't know where all his vegetables were going. But we know!